Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, September 13th. Week one in the NFL is in the books, and I want to channel the announcer for Rocky IV. Do you guys remember when Apollo Creed went to that fight with Ivan Drago and, of course, ends up getting killed? Sorry for the spoiler alert. The movie's 35 years old. The announcer says something to the effect of, "What started out as a circus ended up in disaster," or whatever he says, the exact line, as Apollo Creed is like dead in the middle of the ring. What started out as an incredible, awesome week one was teetering late Monday night because Seahawks Broncos was terrible and borderline unwatchable, to the point that I went out in the third quarter and started shooting some hoops just to get some shots up because I haven't shot basketball in a long time. And I could listen, I had the earbuds in and I'm listening to the game. And it's like, gosh, the ineptitude is staggering. Just unbelievable. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. Nathaniel Hackett's coaching debut was as bad as it gets. Honestly, I know Urban Meyer was bad last year. He's now a teammate at Fox. I'm not bashing him. I'm just bashing his coaching of year one in Jacksonville. Year one, game one. It was bad. And there have been some really, really ugly rookie debuts from head coaches. But what Nathaniel Hackett did on Monday Night Football was, I mean, he looked incompetent. I don't know how he can inspire any confidence whatsoever going forward for the Broncos. So they, in the third quarter, I'm not even going to really go over the deep dive on the fumbles, but at the 1 yard line, do you kick? I'm fine with going for it. Fumble into the end zone. Ah, that stinks. Brutal. Feel bad. Feel really bad. Melvin Gordon coughs it up. So the next time, everybody said, well, you got to give it to Williams. He's a beast. They get right back down to the goal line, 3rd and 1. They give it to Williams. What does he do? Drilled, fumbles, recovered in the end zone. two fumbles at the goal line. If you want to point to any potential good news for the Denver Broncos, it's that they got to the 1 yard line twice and fumbled. They should have at least gotten, let's give them 10 points there, 7, 10, something. You don't get to the 1 yard line on back to back series. Somebody at Stats and Info needs to call this up. When was the last time a team had back to back possessions driving inside the five and fumbling the football to the other team? I cannot recall that ever happening, but it gets worse. But wait, it gets worse. The end of the game execution was, I mean, it was malpractice for Russell Wilson. And I feel bad for him because once I get the ball back after forcing the punt, you know, they got plenty of time. They got like 4 minutes. They go 32 yards in 10 plays, and Nathaniel Hackett decides to pull his $245 million quarterback off the field so they can attempt, I kid you not, this is not a joke, a 64-yard field goal by Brandon McManus. Now, according to some reports this morning, that would have been the second longest field goal in NFL history. Now, I've just seen this on tweets. I don't know that that's confirmed. But what are the odds? Russell Wilson picking up 5 yards. You know the franchise quarterback, the guy's won a Super Bowl, one of the most clutch quarterbacks over the last decade, the fourth quarter comebacks, all that stuff. Getting 5 yards or a 64-yard field goal. Now, I know that we're in an era of young head coaches who look at the analytics and they play Madden a lot and they want to take chances. And I get that. Staley with the Chargers is one of them. McDaniel with the Dolphins had a gutsy fourth quarter call, a fourth down call that resulted in a touchdown. Tyreek Hill ended up going off about how awesome it was and the big balls, blah, blah, blah. Hackett was basically the opposite of that. I mean, they took forever. And by the way, it's not all on Hackett. He obviously is a head coach. But you've got a veteran quarterback in Russell Wilson. Didn't burn any timeouts. You have a second-year running back who's very, very good. In Williams, who caught a pass, breaks two tackles, can just dance out of bounds, and he stays in bounds. That was at the 2 minute warning, and they go down to like, you know, milk the clock, 40 seconds wasted because he couldn't get out of bounds. It's like the ineptitude is staggering. Did they not run 1 2-minute drill the entire preseason? I could not believe how bad it was. And listen, if you're Russell Wilson, how do you not just supersede the coach and say, yo, timeout, coach? We're not kicking a 64-yard field goal. I guess Hackett wanted to save them so he could call timeout when the Seahawks were taking a knee. Like, that was embarrassing. I felt bad for Hackett. I mean, Joe Buck put him on blast on the broadcast. It's going to be a while before he lives this one down. He needs to bounce back. And, folks, anybody who had the Denver Broncos in Survivor, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, holy cow, that is a devastating loss for the Broncos. In the toughest division in football, you play a team that was basically power ranked anywhere from 29 to 32. You play a team that has one of the lowest season win totals in the league, and you lay that much of an egg at the goal line, end game execution. Listen, obviously it's a long season. Denver will bounce back. I will take this opportunity to remind people that it's okay to lose in week one. The Green Bay Packers got absolutely eviscerated last year in the season opener. They did all right, ended up with the number one seed. The problem for Denver is the schedule gets unbelievably difficult. This was supposed to be a layup. They were supposed to have a layup against the Texans. Because after this, they play playoff team Niners, playoff team Raiders, Colts. We'll see. I mean, the Colts, I know they're getting overlooked. They have 500 yards of offense against the Texans. I saw a stat. They had six trips inside the 30 and only got 6 points. That's it. Like, the Colts are good after that for Denver. Chargers, then you get Jets, Jags, Titans, it gets easier. But look at the second half of the schedule. Oh, yeah, you got to play the Chiefs twice. You got to go to Baltimore. Got to go to the Rams. You end the season with the Chargers. Folks, this Denver, like, there's just not a lot of room for error in the AFC. And Nathaniel Hackett's bedwetting is just unbelievably bad. My phone, of course, was blowing up with texts from friends about what I said on Cowherd Show last month about how if the Seahawks finish above 500, I'll shave the Seahawks logo in the side of my head. I, of course, you know, didn't tell my kids or wife that. I will certainly do it, but they got to finish the season over 500. Like, come on. Long way to go, Seahawks fans. You know, I've seen Geno Smith string together a couple good games before as a Jets fan. Geno, by the way, let me give my flowers to Geno Smith. I know we rag on him a lot here. He was good. 12 for 12 to start the game. Dialed in. Clearly Pete Carroll had this game circled for months. I'm sure they went through. I mean, Geno Smith was basically perfect in the first half. You were waiting for that turnover play. He almost had one deep in his own end. And I believe it was the third quarter. They didn't get many chances because Denver had the ball so long in the second half. But just, I mean, I know people want to say, well, Jason, you got to give props to Geno. Geno was good. Threw two TD passes, you know, 195 yards. No mistakes is the key. But make no mistake, this is about Nathaniel Hackett and the Broncos, who had, by the way, 12 penalties for 106 yards. I mean, just comedy stuff. It was embarrassing for Denver. I felt bad for Russell Wilson to have to be around some of these guys who were making some of these boneheaded mistakes. But Wilson is not without blame here. 0 for 4 in the red zone. Listen, you pay a star quarterback, a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame, a guy who's a top 10 quarterback in the league, you pay him? You expect him to come in and deliver. The handoffs, listen, we're going to hear a lot in the coming 24 hours about how Nathaniel Hackett's not to blame. And this is, you know, let's throw the OC under the bus. And, you know, Russell Wilson's going to be very, very ticked off. I was surprised at how bad Denver looked. I thought Denver had a shot at the Super Bowl. I still think they do. Again, it's one game. Let's not overreact. The Broncos did average 6.8 yards per play. That's pretty good. Seattle, 5.2. So Seattle didn't exactly set the world on fire, but they looked sharp enough to score 17 points in the first half. They got none in the second half and held on for victory. I just don't understand, if you are Denver, how you can really walk away from this and be confident at all.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I mean, when Geno Smith is on national television after the game saying, "They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though." Like, you know you done messed up. Just a little bit, guys. Geno Smith, hey, listen, Geno, strut it, big boy. You got a big win. You won on Monday Night Football. I think I saw a stat. Geno Smith is basically now the greatest quarterback in Seattle Seahawks history. Better than Dave Craig, better than Russell Wilson. No, obviously I'm joking, but congrats to Seattle Seahawks fans. I can't believe this. It's going to be a long week for Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks are now 1-0, and are you ready for this? Atop the NFC West. The Rams, they got their butts kicked. The Cardinals, they got their butts kicked. The Niners, they lost in the rain to Chicago. And so now, first place in the NFC West is the Seattle Seahawks. Take a picture, guys. Enjoy it. This will not last, obviously. I'm not trying to rain on the parade. I'm just trying to be real. This will not last for Seattle. This is unsustainable. By the way, Jamal Adams was carted off. It was not good. He was, of course, hurt a lot last year. I mean, Jamal Adams, by the way, had an interception go right off his face mask in the first half, and then he tried to talk trash. Like, bro, catch the ball. The other safety had an interception go through the wickets in the end zone. Listen, Seattle did not look great. Okay, DK Metcalf with a fumble after talking stuff with Surtain. I like that matchup, by the way. Surtain looked kind of good. I haven't seen the Pro Football Focus numbers yet, but Surtain, he looked pretty good. Listen, you go up against DK Metcalf, it ain't an easy one, you know? So that was a fun way to end the week. I did think that the game ultimately was, like, boring. I mean, obviously, when you end with that kind of drama and ineptitude, you kind of got to love it. But I will say, I didn't even know that next week the NFL has a Monday Night Football doubleheader. I guess they wanted Russ, an island game, all the numbers. Next week, Sunday Night Football is Bears-Packers, double-digit spread. I think the Packers put it on them. I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. And then Monday, you've got the early game. Tennessee Titans at Buffalo, a rematch from what was a thrilling Monday Night Football game a year ago, won by Tennessee. That would cost me money. I think Buffalo's over a touchdown favorite here. I don't know if this hits 10, but this is only going one way. Nobody's betting Tennessee here. Buffalo going home after the dub. And you remember guest Bernie Frado, right, guys? He sent me an interesting number. Teams at home after a week one win. 48-24 against the spread, 67%. 57-15 straight up. I don't know how far back this goes. It might be to 2000. But teams at home after a week one win are 67% against the spread. The Bills obviously are one, but this includes Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, although they're underdogs. Yes, underdogs to Mac Jones, who's okay. We'll get to that in a minute. The New York Giants against the Carolina Panthers. The Saints are at home after a week one win. Big game against Tom Brady. Cleveland Browns. And then, of course, the Chiefs at home Thursday against the Chargers. We will do plenty on that game a little bit later this week. But shout out to the Seattle Seahawks who got the dub. And now they go to San Francisco where can Geno Smith shock the world again? And I'll tell you this. Trey Lance is going to have to play way better than he did in the rain. And I know that San Francisco was very, very nervous, understandably so, on Monday. It seems like everybody's, you know, calmed down a little bit. It looks like George Kittle probably will suit up this week. Elijah Mitchell, the news is not good on him, but you know what? They just throw backs in there anyway. It should be fine.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats,
That grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm already on to week two, guys. Week one in the books. Listen, Denver was a tough loss, man. That was one of the games I bet in Vegas. I like them a lot. That's an L, you know? Luckily, I did not take them in the contest. By the way, shout out to TA. You guys remember him, the guest a couple weeks ago? I went 4-1 in the contest, so naturally I'm like, how did everybody else do? TA, 5-0, and he has two different teams in the contest. Like, you know how you're in Survivor, and you have two different teams? Like, in case one loses, you got the other one as a backup? TA has two in the $4 million Circle Millions contest. Both went 5-0. Guy's on his game. Quickly, in news and notes around the NFL, and there wasn't a ton of news yesterday and not much popping up this morning. By all accounts, it looks like Dallas will roll with Cooper Rush as their quarterback. Yeah, that seems to be the move. Jimmy Garoppolo, I know they're saying the right thing, but they're negotiating from a horrible perspective on this one. So you stick with Cooper Rush. Remember, Cooper Rush did show up last year against the Vikings on Halloween, and he had a great second half, and the Cowboys won in Minnesota. It was a really nice win. That being said, okay, that was his only start of the season. And oh, by the way, guess who was the leading target guy in that game? Amari Cooper. He caught a touchdown. Oh, by the way, guess who was the other guy who caught a touchdown from Cooper Rush? Cedric Wilson. He's now in Miami. So Cooper Rush will be behind a weaker offensive line and missing the two guys he threw touchdowns to last season against the Bengals. Cowboys-Bengals is the 4:25 game, island game on CBS. Looks like the Bengals are a touchdown favorite. Joe Burrow will not play that poorly again. Cooper Rush, good luck against what should be a pretty angry Bengals team after that devastating loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it sounds like 6 to 8 weeks, maybe best case scenario 6 for Dak, but it's going to be a while. Next up, on the injury front, Elijah Mitchell, the running back for the Niners, MCL sprain, 2 months on the shelf. Again, not great news if you are Trey Lance. In other news that really is significant, TJ Watt, obviously the torn pectoral is bad, bad, bad. He's getting a second opinion because if it is a torn pec, it's probably 12 weeks, but it might just be a season. I don't know, guys. The best injury news is for Mac Jones. X-rays negative on his back. Looks like Mac Jones will suit up in Patriots-Steelers. A game I would have looked to bet the Patriots, but I got to watch Mac Jones. Like, if he's not practicing or is he questionable all week, I don't know. Would Bill Belichick start Brian Hoyer or the Zappy kid? I don't know, man. Luckily, he won't have to go against TJ Watt, that's for sure. But they still got to throw against Micah Fitzpatrick. It's a pretty solid Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And then I guess finally, I wanted to quickly talk about first coach being fired. Because if you're Mike McCarthy and you lost Dak Prescott, okay, you know Jerry Jones is really ticked off about how that playoff loss ended to the Niners. That was Mike McCarthy's version of Nathaniel Hackett, okay? It was that bad. The Dak Prescott scramble, like, it was just poor clock management. So if they don't make the playoffs, do you think Jerry keeps McCarthy, or does he go after, say, I don't know, Sean Payton? Does he promote Kellen Moore from within? Now, Kellen Moore's going to have his work cut out. The offense is the only team in the NFL not to score a touchdown in week one. Like, no bueno if you're Kellen Moore. But Jerry likes him a lot, the same way he liked Jason Garrett. So I think you got to consider McCarthy in deep, deep trouble going forward. Like, I mean, they're not promoting Dan Quinn. There's a reason Quinn and Kellen Moore were interviewing for head coaching jobs. They knew they could not pull this off again and shock the world and win 11 or 12 games and be, you know, host a playoff game. That was not happening under any circumstances. Obviously, you know, you look at the situation with what's-his-face in Carolina, Matt Rhule, and Matt Rhule probably sees that the Nebraska job is open. And I know everybody's ticketing Matt Campbell from Iowa State, but Matt Rhule is on very shaky ground. Tough opening loss for the Panthers. Panthers go to the New York Giants this week. I don't want to say it's must win for Matt Rhule, but I mean, listen, it doesn't look promising for him. After the Giants, it's New Orleans, Arizona, San Fran, Rams, Tampa. You're looking easily 1-6, and then he's probably toast before Halloween. So does Matt Rhule want to go back to college? I mean, listen, I'm not betting. I'm not going to bet into that market. McCarthy, Rhule, these guys who are making the decisions are crazy. I mean, Jerry Jones is the one announcing, you know, 82-year-old Jerry Jones is coming out quickly and announcing Dak needs surgery. Like, this is, I don't know what Jerry's going to do. I know in season he has never fired a head coach, but come on. It's Jerry Jones. Would you be surprised by anything that man did? Nothing. So, yeah, I think Rhule could be in trouble. By the way, if you're curious about lines for week two, Giants have ticked out to 2.5, opened at 1.5. I also think the Detroit-Washington game is spicy. I thought Ron Rivera could be in some trouble this season, but Carson Wentz bailed him out. And I have this sneaky suspicion that Washington might be the side in week two. I don't know. We'll see. I just cannot understand why Jared Goff would be favored. I know Washington was not great, but that Detroit defense was awful. Eagles moved the ball up and down the field. And, oh, by the way, my New York Jets took a little bit of money. Yes, Jets. I was hoping for a touchdown, but it was 6.5. It's at 6 now. Listen, Jacoby Brissett favored by nearly a touchdown, guys? Really? Really? That's stunning to me. But for the first time this season, we've got some double-digit spreads. Green Bay favored by 10 against the Bears. We have the Rams favored by 10.5 against Atlanta. Oh, no, it doesn't look like Denver's going to be favored by double digits anymore. The look-ahead was 10.5 against Houston. Denver now goes home. Short week against Davis Mills and company. By the way, if you want a fantasy pickup, and I mean, everybody's going to race to the get this guy. But you saw how the Seattle Seahawks tight ends absolutely carved up Denver. Linebackers were poor in coverage. O.J. Howard caught 2 touchdowns for the Texans. I mean, no lie. I didn't know he was on the roster week one. I know he had been cut and was bouncing around, and it was weird because he was so good at Alabama. O.J. Howard could have a field day against his Denver secondary. And on a short week, you know, Denver probably a little shell-shocked by the loss. They got a lot of things to fix. And I'm not saying Houston is definitely the side, but I think if you're looking at a fantasy option, O.J. Howard at tight end certainly has to be in play. So this was a quick Tuesday podcast. I mean, you can only bash Nathaniel Hackett for so long before just getting sick of it. I mean, this is a team I thought had something, man. I really thought they did. And again, there's 16 games left. Long way to go. Nobody's saying season over for the Packers. They have Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's saying season over for the Rams. They have Matt Stafford. Nobody's saying season over for the Broncos. But you want to get off on the right foot and pick up a layup against a bad team. And to lose to Seattle? Oof. That's got to leave. Now, the alternative is Russ could take this and just say, like, you know what? Sorry, Hackett. I can't be going out like this. I came here for a reason, and this is my show now. And Hackett will say, yes, Russ. Whatever you say, sir. Because Hackett knows, come on, dude. They'll get you out of here in a heartbeat. New ownership coming in. You know they're not getting moving on from Russell Wilson. Hackett, you better clean it up, dog. That's it for today, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.